Every year, thousands of independent musicians submit videos to NPR's Tiny Desk Contest in hopes of being discovered. This year, 212 came from Massachusetts alone. So, we thought, why not shine a spotlight on these local artists? WBUR's own panel chose its favorite song. It's titled Slick Talk, and it's by Queen Doll.
I don't ever need the fuck because I know that I got it. They be showing all this money, but none in their pockets. Put you on some new shoe. I'm the punchiest socket. Stop flexing on the gram like you're really about.
WBUR's Amelia Mason caught up with a Boston-based rapper and has this report.
I mean, my whole life since I was a child, I've always been a performer. So, like, I'm used to people staring at me. I've always been the outcast. I've always been, like, the black sheep.
It's a hot, windy day in Boston. Dimitri Bolden stands outside the construction zone where his old high school is being rebuilt. Against a backdrop of dumpsters and traffic cones, he's defiantly glamorous in a black dress, soft pink eyeshadow, and a cascade of dark hair. And then there are his nails.
I mean, my nails are about two and a half to 3 inches long with a soft pink and a couple rhinestones and holographic glitter.
It's a pretty typical look for Bolden, who's better known as Queen Doll, a Boston-based rapper with a growing local fan base. This loud, too-hot street corner is a special one for the 23-year-old. Just down the block is Machine, the recently shuttered gay nightclub, where he used to sneak in as a teenager. And across the street is Boston Arts Academy High School, where he studied vocal performance and decided to become a rapper.
When I figured that out, I was like, how can I be a rapper and be this non-binary artist? It doesn't work like that.
Queen Doll came out as gay when he was 12. He accepts any pronouns, he, she, they. And over time, his look has become more feminine. People sometimes ask if he's transgender.
And I'm like, no, not at all. Like, I'm just an androgynous person. Some days I might feel more masculine than other days. Some days I might feel more feminine than other days.
Growing up in Syracuse, New York, Queen Doll always had a flair for performance. He competed in Irish step dancing competitions and performed in high school musicals. Female MCs like Missy Elliott and Nicki Minaj helped shape his nightclub ready rap.
I like to make people twerk and shake their booties. That's just kind of what it is.
Even his stripped-down Tiny Desk contest video makes you want to dance. He sits poised on a stool, draped in a silvery shawl, unleashing combative rhymes with impressive precision.
Yo. Queen.
I'll beat a bitch face like a makeup brush. Pipe down, man, you really need to hush. Talking that shit got you feeling real tough.
This is probably a good place to acknowledge that Queen Doll's music can be raunchy. Like, really raunchy.
I can get a little freaky, yeah, you wanna freak me. I be all up in the sheets doing tricks like I'm a Kiki. Now he catching all these feelings. I ain't Kiki, put your face down low and make me ski-ski.
Explicit lyrics are common in hip-hop, and Queen Doll says he's no different than any straight artist who raps about sex. His songs are drawn from real life.
I feel like, too, like, queer people are always afraid to really talk about things that really happens in their everyday life because I feel like they feel like people won't relate. But I disagree. People relate to anything that sounds good and that has meaning.
It's not easy to be a queer artist in the often hyper-masculine world of hip-hop. It makes Queen Doll a rarity, but he's not alone.
Just want it, don't jump on it.
That's a song by Big Frida, probably the most famous performer of a New Orleans style of hip-hop called bounce. Proudly gay with a gender-fluid style and a fondness for big hair and loud jackets, Big Frida made queerness in hip-hop not just visible, but cool. You've probably heard her featured in songs by Beyoncé and Drake. And Queen Doll is lucky enough to call her a mentor. Here's Big Frida.
You know, I'm just happy to be an inspiration in her life, to help her. You know, just on an everyday basis, you know, because it's rough when you're black and you're gay and you're still trying to find your way in the world.
Queen Doll takes those lessons to heart.
She's like, it's gonna be hard for us. We're gay black men in this world. You know, like, it's not common to see people like us do music. It's not common to see people like us walk around. It's not common for people to see us shaking our booties. That's not common. So we have to have enough. We have to be strong for ourselves and just go out there and do it.
Which, in case you hadn't guessed, is exactly what Queen Doll's doing.
Do it, just do it, 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 do it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.